it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Several organizations were represented during a press conference here at the United Workers Center at 98th Street and Ewing Avenue, highly critical of what's happening and vowing to fight. Ana Guajardo with the Workers Center.
ICE has continued to come to our community to terrorize, intimidate, and create fear amongst our members.
Immigration attorney Oscar Franco.
The incidents that took place are appalling and disgusting. ICE is rampaging our communities and turning them into war zones. But I want to remind all of you that you all have rights in the United States regardless of your legal status.
Including the right to record agents, he said.
I stand before you furious and unafraid to name what happened in our neighborhood.
Olga Bautista is the vice president of the Chicago Board of Education.
ICE instigated, ICE escalated, and ICE attacked.
Videos did show federal agents being pelted with eggs. Another activist said none of this is normal. On the southeast side, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.